Get our Bibles out in Matthew 24. We'll be looking at verses 1 through 14 in a message entitled, Just Give Us Some Kind of Sign, Part 2. It's my original title. Same as the one last week, but this is part 2. Matthew 24. Let's begin reading in verse 1. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, Do you not see all these things? Or surely I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down. Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying that I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of the sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures till the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. You see, Jesus is answering two questions. What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And interestingly here in verse 8, you don't see it in the King James or the New King James, but the word here, and these are the beginning of the sorrows, the word sorrows is a word that literally means birth pains. Now, a birth pain is a sign that a woman is about to have a baby. You moms know what I'm talking about. I remember when my beautiful wife came and told me 27 years ago, a little over now, guess what, honey? We're going to have a baby. And I'm going, really? And I'm excited on one hand. And then I'm a dad. I'm thinking, man, I got to have a good job, make good money. I got a baby now, diapers and food, and then my wife's going to quit work, and so suddenly the responsibility was on me as well. But it's a kind of a mixed thing for dads. We're excited, going, yeah, and then we're going, but wow. And you see, of course, my first question when she says we're going to have a baby, my question is, really, when? Well, probably around 9 months from now, give or take a few, you know, maybe a month. We'll go to the doctor and find out. I wanted to know when that baby was due. And then, you know what? Life changes from that announcement. Because suddenly, you see, you were just living, just cruising around, wife working, you working, just cruising around, you know, having fun and going wherever you wanted, when you wanted, and didn't care much for, you know, for really responsibility other than making sure your bills are paid and that kind of thing. But when suddenly the baby comes on the scene, your entire life begins to revolve around the climactic event when that baby is going to arrive. Everything changes. You go to classes that tell you what the signs are going to be and how to breathe when the signs get there. And you find yourself doing things you never thought you would do. You find yourself, I always thought it was weird when when people would just talk to somebody's, you know, tummy, suck out their baby thing, pregnant, whatever you call that. And they would go up and pat somebody's. It's funny, isn't it, ladies, how people like suddenly have a license to pat your belly that would never normally pat. I don't know if you call it belly, but whatever it is. They get a lot more personal with you. They feel like, oh, I'm just touching the baby. Where if you didn't have a baby in there, you'd slap him across the face, you know. But what are you doing touching me? But I mean, the baby's on the way, and things change radically. Every day you're looking for, you're waiting in expectation with a sense of anticipation for this baby to come. You're busy in preparation in many ways. Waiting for those signs, those birth pains to show up. And of course, when they do show up, well, the first you have the, what they call, I found out from study, you see, going to the classes, the Braxton and Hicks contractions. I don't know where they got the name. I should have checked that out. Maybe a lady named Braxton and her husband was a Hick. And he's going, "Darn, what's going on, baby?" And she goes, "I'm having contractions." I don't know. You guys shouldn't laugh at that. It just encourages me. And then I'll make up some more stupid stuff. But you know, you get those and you go, "No, that's not the real thing. That's not the real. Those are just preparation, you see." But those are the warning signs that things are coming. Now you remember the reason for these questions. What will be the sign of your coming in the end of the age? The disciples walking out of there of the temple in Jerusalem with Jesus, impressed by the buildings and the grandeur, you see. They said, "Look at this. Isn't this beautiful?" And the Lord says, "It's all coming down, man. I'm going to set up my kingdom." And they're thinking, "Yeah, we've been waiting for that. Remember when Mom asked you who's going to sit on the right and on the left in your kingdom when you set it up? Or is it going to be me or and my brother or who?" And she asked her for a position. "Yeah, I remember that." But guys, guess what? It's not going to happen like you think. You see, you think, well, as soon as I start throwing overthrowing the Roman authorities, start the war, that then I'm going to tear this temple down and then rebuild it. And they go, "Yeah, we don't care. Hey, you're going to tear it down. We don't know how you're going to do it. We really don't care. As long as you resurrect it and we're sitting on your right hand and left, the kingdom set up, the oppression's thrown off, and life is wonderful. We don't care how you do it." So I think they kind of ignored his answer in some capacity. But you see, they wanted to know when this show was going to get on the road and he was going to set up the kingdom. You see, they failed to see what Paul called a mystery, like many of the prophets, you see, because of the rejection of Messiah by the Jews. Then the gate was open to the Gentiles, and the church age that was a mystery previously was entered into. You see, these disciples had a problem with that because they didn't see that. That was the mystery. They could see the crown, but they couldn't see the cross. They could see Jesus sitting on the throne in majesty, and they didn't see him hung on the tree of Calvary. What they wanted was to rule and reign and to set up the kingdom right now. So they're asking, what's going to be the signs of the kingdom coming? And Jesus then begins to answer their question. Now, there are a couple of interpretations here of Matthew 24. There are those scholars and wise men who study Scripture who say, well, here's the deal. The first few verses here are written to everybody generally when it comes to the signs of the end. Down to verse 8. Those are all written to us generally just to warn us and let us know that the end is getting near, you see. And this includes the church. Then there are those who say, then it changes here rather in verse 9 and says, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. So that's when Jesus starts dealing with the Jews. But these are written, these signs in the beginning here that we're going to look at in our time today, generally, to everybody. And then there are those that say, no, this is the tribulation period. You see, once the church is raptured out of here, God's dealing with the Jews. I have a tendency to lean that way. But be that as it may, the bottom line is these signs that Jesus lays out, he is telling them that when you see these things happening, man, you're nearing the end. What are the signs that Jesus is laying out for them? He's setting things that he's saying, well, when you're looking around, if you want to know that if it's getting near the end or not, then, hey, guess what? Check this out. And he goes, some of the signs